Every time.
What's up, folks? I'm Wazis Miller.
Woo!
That's Ninja Steven.
Being attacked by monkeys, apparently.
Whoa. That's inappropriate.
Hey, you know what? I think if we were ever to be attacked by monkeys, it would be appropriate.
Well, it wouldn't sound like that.
It would.
Are just some high... I was just defending ourselves from monkeys.
Oh, okay. Well, you know. Yeah. They sound like the mate call of the monkey.
No, they're... That was what they sound...
That's frightening.
I don't want any of this. I don't care how much your rage is primal. Yeah. You don't need to deal with it.
Keep your primal rage at a distance. We don't need dinosaurs and gorillas trying to come at us.
I don't need any of that. Hey, if you folks out there ever get attacked by premortal... Jurassic animal, just karate chop it.
Just give it a karate chop. Karate chop to the eye, karate chop to the side of the head. Should do enough damage to put it down.
Yeah, and then throw them a local villager and they'll be happy. They'll just leave you alone and go home.
But this isn't about survival and attacking the primal rages of a manatee.
No, this is Thought Hour After Darkness.
This is Thought Hour After Dark.
The darkest place in the area.
Absolutely. Darker than anything else. That's why I thought we were actually being attacked by monkeys, because I would expect such things to happen of us being attacked by monkeys in the Willow Terps.
We're in the void, dude. It doesn't matter if you're anywhere. It happens here.
It's passed out.
Yeah.
It's so passed out and so passed forward. That's past the void.
You know that place under your bed where your monster goes to hide? We're close to that, but even scarier than that.
It's a little bit deeper than
that. We are the actual place underneath the monster's bed.
Absolutely.
Where they're scared to look under.
If you were to lift up to the rug of where that monster sleeps at, you would see us looking right back at you.
Yeah. See that? I saw it.
You know, that's something that you definitely want to keep in your memory.
I've kept it there once.
I keep it there secretly.
Well, you know, I had some dream demons go into my brain one time, and they were floating around inside my brain. And they were trying to get at that memory, but I kept the door shut, and I wasn't letting them in.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I've heard if you keep a door closed to them, they're supposed to keep you away from them.
Yeah, they made a deal with me back in the day.
That's fair.
They gave me the powers to go 3D.
Listen, folks, it's all about making deals. If you can make a deal, you stretch that deal, and you make that deal a reality.
Yeah, if Wink Martindale's out there, and he's just going to give it out, you do it, okay?
You accept it with a firm handshake.
Yeah, and if you're in a supermarket, and you need to sweep... And you need to go as fast as humanly possible to stuff items into your cart, do it.
Yeah, you know, if it's a challenge that you're in the midst of and people are competing to see who can get the most in their cart at the end of a timer, you got to put the boots to it.
Yeah, and if you have a double dare and Mark Summers is there, you just need to make sure and take care of that.
Yeah, but just don't get stuck in the temple.
No, that is, there's legends about that hidden temple. Man. I've heard about it.
Man, that's something that you really should try to avoid, but you also should try to endure.
But you know what? You gotta have guts.
You really do. If you have guts, then you're not gonna have to face the GAC.
Yeah. Understandable. And GAC is no good.
No. But nonetheless, folks,
you know, you can't do that on television, dude. That's inappropriate.
I'm sorry.
But you can do it on the radio.
You can.
And over the thought waves, folks. We're just laying down the freshness of a whole new level for you folks.
You know, levels have been laid down, pantries have been fulfilled, and peanut butter bars have been eaten.
And Spinal Tap turned it up to 11? Well, guess what, folks? We have officially cranked it up to 13.
We have.
Yeah.
You know, some people say that once you go to the volume to 10, that's where you can stay. But I'm sure we've made it to 13.
13 is definitely the level that we're approaching.
Ninja Steve, are you going to tell them about the guest tonight?
We do have a guest on.
We do.
We have a guy from some awareness situation. He's here to aware... A cause. He's to make us aware of a cause.
Yeah.
To spread
awareness. I'm trying to remember what the cause is. If I could just think about this for a second, Ninja Steve. Back me up if you can remember.
I actually have a firm memory on this.
I'm like an elephant. What do you remember?
Like a firm grasp.
Okay.
We got a guy from a memory awareness.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Now I remember.
Yeah, he's here for all types of people with dementia and memory loss.
And, I am very scared of the dementia. I heard that there is a guy who, a hooded man in a cloak, who only you can see his dark eyes and blue-red teeth, is approaching faster and faster every single day. And I don't need that in my life.
Yeah, actually, he's from the AAA. He's from the American Amnesia Association.
Oh, okay.
And he helps prevent Americans with amnesia, memory loss, and dementia.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
So,
well, that's good to know that guy's going to be on the show tonight, because I'm not going to lie to you, folks. On my continued quest... To continue my quest of having bad habits picked up from the road, I've lost memory.
Hey, those bad habits that you have, we're not allowed to discuss those because they're beyond the PG-13 realm of what we discuss here on the air.
That's fair. That's
fair. But nonetheless, they're pretty bad.
That's right.
When it comes to habits, they're pretty bad.
But remember, kids, if you're listening right now, it's okay to talk about things.
Yeah. And if your turkey has to go cold, it just has to happen.
Do you want to have a good time, be cozy, but be full at the same time?
Cozy.
Well, try one of our new chairs from Relaxed and Stuffed Company. Edible gelatin chairs. Not only are they perfect for gaming, but they're also perfect for snacking.
Tasty!
Extremely delicious, extremely edible, and the comfort that you can expect from a great company.
Tasty!
Relaxed and Stuffed Company. The company that provides you relaxed and stuffed.
Mm-mm. Relaxed and stuffed.
What's up, folks? I'm Wazis Miller, but you already knew that.
He's Wazis Miller, folks.
And you know what? When I roll around in comfort, the only kind of comfort that I supply, demand, and give out to all the folks is my proud sponsor and endorsement, Wazis Miller's Jackets and Shoes Factory, the most prime-cut shoes factory fashion for you. It's getting cold. It's getting wintry. But you don't have to be cold, because you can go to the factory. It's fashion, it's jackets, it's all wrapped up into one. Wazis Miller's Jackets and Shoes Factory. It's fashion, and that's all they carry.
Welcome back, folks.
Welcome back. Feels good to be back.
You know, I love being back.
It does.
Every time I go, I feel the need, I need to come back.
You know,
I bungee jump back to the show.
Basically, that's what you have to do. When you're on the show, when you're on Thought After Dark, there's a certain sense of compassion and a certain sense of feeling that once you go away, you're always going to come back.
Yeah, and we're just glad that you guys came back.
Yeah, we're glad to have you back.
I know, I'm glad that you guys didn't turn it off of us and put it on Rosie O'Donnell or something.
You know, I could see where you would want to think somewhere else, but I'm glad your thoughts brought you back here.
Mm-hmm. We're glad. And yeah. Speaking of thoughts, we have a guest, a provoking guest.
A thought-provoking guest.
He has been known to provoke thoughts all over the world.
And I'm not going to lie to you folks, I'm getting extremely excited about this because I'm going to learn from this.
Yeah.
If I can remember, I will learn from
this.
Yes.
So we have Mr. Times. Are you coming in here?
Yes. Yes. Nice to meet you, gentlemen.
It's an honor to meet you. I'm Wazis Miller. That's Ninja Steve.
Yes. Hiya. Nice to meet you.
Nice. What was your guys' names again?
My name's Wazis Miller, and that's Ninja Steve.
Oh, Miller, right?
Yeah, Wazis Miller. That's Ninja Steve.
I'll try to remember that.
Okay. Well, so
yeah, that's cool.
Welcome to the show. It's an honor to have you here, Alan Timers. Tell us about what you're here to tell us about.
Well, I'm here, and I'm going to let you guys know that
are you having all right, guy?
I'm here for memory loss.
Okay.
Yes, I'm here to describe symptoms of memory loss and explain stuff about something.
Okay, so what you're saying is you're here to keep us in prevention of memory loss, okay?
Yeah, and you want to explain something to us, memory loss stuff, right?
Yeah, yes, that's exactly why I'm here. Thank you guys for reminding me.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're interested to know about memory loss and what prevents memory loss, but I got to break it down. What gives memory loss? Do you know the cause of the memory loss?
Who are you?
My name's Wazis Miller. That's Ninja Steve.
Hiya. Yeah.
And this is Thought After Dark, and you're here telling us about... Ninja Steve, what is he telling us about again?
Memory loss.
Oh, I remember now. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you, guys. So, when there's... memory loss starts at a young age when you overload your brain with too many memories, and then you eventually start to lose them. It's like a cup, and it eventually just pours out, and you can only have so many memories, and then eventually you will lose them.
Which makes sense, because there was a time when I left a cup outside in the rain, and it completely overflowed.
Yeah, and I've had a cup, and I've knocked it over, and when I knocked the cup over, it just was empty.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's because you didn't remember where you put the cup.
No, I knew where it was.
Oh.
I just knocked it over out of rage.
Oh.
And spite.
Rage.
Yeah.
Is that part of memory loss, Alan Timers? Does rage affect your memory over time as well?
Who are you?
I'm Wazis Miller. That's Ninja Steve.
Hiya!
And,
this is Thought After Dark.
We've
kind of told you this before, guy.
I believe that we've kind of went over this a little bit. You're kind of making me forget why, but, we've told you this already.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Dawsis Miller and, Ninja Dave. I appreciate that. So, yesterday, I was driving my car, and... I was just driving around, going home. I got a call from these guys trying to sell me a new satellite. Wait.
So wait. I thought you were trying to tell us. Originally, you were telling us why you're here to help us remember not to have memory loss from a young age.
Yeah, you were explaining that it happened something to do with too many memories or.
Oh, yeah. I forgot what I was talking to you guys about. So, when you're young and you think of things and things happen to you, it causes things called memories. Everyone had them. I know you've probably had them.
I remember a time or two.
Yeah, I've had a memory or two. I think we all kind of have those.
You know, maybe this is counterintuitive to the situation, but I don't think this is helping me remember why you're here on the show.
Why am I here on the show?
Well, I think you're here to tell us about memory awareness, prevention awareness. Like,
yeah, we brought you here because you were a guest.
Are you? Wait a minute. Are you sure you don't suffer from memory loss?
Well, who are you again?
I'm Wazis Miller. That's Ninja Steve.
Hi-ya.
And you're on Thought Hour After Dark. I think we've covered this a few times.
I think it's four or five times by now.
Folks, I'm, you know, our guest here tonight, he's from memory prevention, but...
AAA.
Okay.
They sent me here. It's America's Association for, I'm drawing a blank.
Okay, well...
I really wish I could remember a little bit better. I'm just having a hard time remembering, really.
I can understand, folks. I'm not going to lie to you. When you were out here in the Willow Terms, maybe that
amnesia. That's it.
Okay.
It's Amnesia Association.
Okay. Well, that's strong work, Ninja Steve. And thanks.
Who are you again?
Well, I'm Wazis Miller. That's Ninja Steve.
Hiya.
And
dude. You are annoying.
Well, it sucks that you can't remember why you're here, because I was really excited to learn about prevention.
Thank you guys for getting me here. I don't remember how I got in. I'm here for the America's Amnesia Association or something. I'm here to talk about memory loss. Why? I don't know. Well, thanks.
I'm sorry, folks. Maybe there was a misconception of what was going on here today, but it was an honor to have you on the show, Alan Timers.
Yes, thank you, Alan Time.
We'll show you to the door.
You can call me Al.
Okay, Al. We'll call you Al.
And who are you again?
I'm Wazis Miller. That's Ninja Steve. And yeah. That's pretty much it. Show yourself to the door.
Thank you. I'm here from the American Associations of Alzheimer's.
You're gonna have to leave.
And I'm here to tell you about memory loss prevention.
Janitor, you think maybe you could kind of nestle this guy out of here?
Just when you're young and you have too many memories, and you fill them up. Where am I at again?
Okay. Well, thanks a lot.
Thanks,
again.
Guy.
Thanks
get
a lot.
You can get out of here.
Let's get this guy out of here. Okay. I'm really concerned about his well-beings, and not really. I'm going to take the line of defense Ninja Steve normally would say.
You just weren't a fan. I was entertained by his lack of memory, but at the same time, they shouldn't put someone who doesn't have what their...
said disease problem, you know?
Yeah, I mean, he's hard to prevent the awareness when... I guess he was making it aware of what was going on.
Understand this, folks. When you suffer from memory loss and you are constantly struggling in it, you want to promote how to fix it, but if you can't remember what you're promoting, you're never going to tell anybody.
Yeah, I mean, if you're walking in the swamps of sadness and your boots are getting stuck and you constantly have to pull them out of the memory loss, and then you're just treading water, and no matter how much Michael Phelps you have, you just can't swim to the goal.
It's just not enough.
It's never enough.
It's never enough. You got to keep pushing no matter what they say. It's never enough.
It's never. You can never have too many snack cakes.
No. And you know what? Why did you have to remind me of such a devastating error?
Because.
You know, folks, I got to tell you something. I received some terrible news today. And since Ninja Steve brought it up, I have to bring it to light. one of the greatest companies of producing to my fatness has went under desired dislocations, and they are going to be shutting down their factories. They contacted me on a sponsorship deal, but I was unfortunately in space at the time, and I couldn't help keep them in business.
We couldn't. We weren't able to do what we had to do to help them out.
And I enjoyed supplying space with the proper amount of comedy in their life, but I lost a great company and a great fat kid provider.
Yeah, they had a minimal amount of comedy out in space. They definitely needed up the bar.
Even though we went to space and we saved you from utter doom in Armageddon style, I lost a great companion in the Snack Cake Company.
Yes, Snack Cakes, we take a moment of silence for you.
This moment of silence is brought to you in part by the Snack Cake.
Commercial time, yo.
Commercial time, yo?
We gotta do a commercial, yo.
Oh, that's right.
We gotta do a commercial. Hey, hey.
I got lost for some reason. I don't know. We're supposed to show up and do this commercial.
Hey, 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 hey. You hear the wind blowing? You hear the trees? Yo, yo, yo. Fist pump cleanup.
Fist pump cleanup.
Yeah.
Hurricane Handy cleanup crew. That's right. We're the toughest kids on the street. Fist pumping the whole time.
Yeah, you got problems. You got things needing clean up.
That's right.
That's what we do, yo.
We come up and we clean that up. A fist pumping the whole time. It's a potty.
I got brooms. We got shovels. We got backhoes.
We got hoes. We got rakes. We got gravises. We got everything we need.
We got leaf blowers.
We make sure we clean up the streets.
Yeah, and we know how to party, yo.
That's right, we bring the fist pump action.
Yeah, yeah, so if you want to have a party and want us to clean it up, we clean it up, yo.
I'll be flexing the whole time.
Yeah, so you ever have a problem? You ever have a storm come your way?
Call the Hurricane Handy Cleanup Crew.
Yeah, yeah, what if you got, let's say, like, beachfront property, and you just like, what if you got a house on the shore,
it's
yo?
It's all dirty and got beat up from a party the night before.
Yeah, what are you going to do, huh? Fist pump clean up.
Fist pump cleanup.
Yeah.
Taken care of.
Yeah. Out there in the space, there's a lot of different things going on different days, and people are living in different ways. Indians out there making fires for the children, watching the fish chump with your wives. It's everything you could come from expecting. But today, on a day when a man's life was in question, the sheriff in question had to make that rightful decision to step in and fix the wrongs of a wrongly accused man.
I seen you with my daughter. I seen you. You hurry out back with her. I knew what was going down.
It's not true. I was never there.
You're gonna get lynched. Boys, let's get him.
I don't know why you're doing this to me. This is injustice. I ain't do nothing.
Let's put this noose around his neck and hang
no,
him.
No, I'm gonna run from you.
Get him. Get him.
This is injustice. You wait till Saddle Rock hears about this.
Well, get him. You ain't gotta worry about the spaceship. We too far out from that place.
Hey, well, I guarantee you, he knows of all the injustices.
Well, you shouldn't have been messing around with my daughter. I'm going to put you...
I never did nothing. That's all lies. It's not true.
Knock him out, boys. Well, he might be right about Saddle Rock. So let's get this over with before he comes. Okay, guys?
And just there blowing in the wind, the distance, Little Star sat down to read a letter to tell Saddle Rock about what was going on just down yonder.
Did you see this notice that came in mail? It is from the north. It is about your friend.
Are you talking about my old friend Bill? Well, he's a rough, tough character. He likes to get with the ladies.
It seems that he was involved in situations in there from closed eyes.
Closed eyes? Well, that sounds like Bill. But, if I know Bill, he's probably in a whole neck of trouble. We should head on that way in a pronto and make sure we he's doing okay.
Sounds like a good idea. I'll gather horses and supplies.
Well, all right, Little Star. Let's go take care of this business.
We'll get That's what you get. Your boy Apollo Saddlerock. He ain't even close.
He's a coming, I know. I know I have friends in these parts and friends in the eyes.
Well, now you can. You have friends in the heavens because you're going to meet them there.
No.
Hang them up, boys.
I don't know. This is injustice. I knew you'd come, Saddle Rock.
Well, hey there, Bill. It looks like you've been having a whole neck of problems.
I've been wrongly accused for something that I didn't do.
Well, hey, you, Pilgrim. I don't know what you're doing to my old pal Bill, but I'm the sheriff of space around these parts. And you should know something. Your daughter's a floozy.
What?
What'd you say about me?
You know better, ma'am. I've seen you running that tail.
I never did nothing.
From east to west.
It's true.
From north to south.
She was wrongly accusing me of her problems because I wouldn't get with her.
That's not true.
Are you saying my daughter, my sweet angel, she's a floozy?
It's not true. You tell him, Pa.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time. I know many a cowboy that's been up in those parts.
I've traveled here and stayed nights myself.
Well, I know that she's trying to get herself tied down and married hitch to a rich man. And my boy Bill, he's got a lot of bucks. But you know what? It stops here. Your daughter needs to get herself in control and find her a man instead of accusing all these other guys. So you need to take care of your daughter and get her out of here. And I'm going to take my friends and we're going to mosey on out of these parts.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for setting things straight, Saddlebrock.
No problem, Bill.
Well, my daughter, I can't believe she's going around accusing guys. I'll teach her a good lesson, Saddle Rock.
Well, you go and do that. Come on, Bill. Let's get out of here.
Let's get out of this town. Right up. Come on, Little Star. Join up with us.
Anytime, Bill.
And on that day, everything was taken care of. In a town where a man was being wrongly accused for a crime he wasn't held accountable, the sheriff of space himself shows up and fixes the day.
Space Cowboy 3000.
Welcome back, folks, to what has been a moment of memory, I will say, for a lot of things.
What are we doing here, dude?
I don't know.
I'm just playing. I'm not like that guy. Alzheimer's.
Ninja
whatever
Steve.
He
Ninja
is.
Steve with the jokes. You gotta remember, folks, Ninja Steve, he's a bit of a jokester.
I know. I've been known to pull jokes.
He's been known to pull a few strings.
Yeah. And swords.
He's done. He's done
and
that
necks
too.
And backs.
Folks, it is just an honor to be in the glory of your minds and in your thoughts. And I want you to all know that you are all in my thoughts
as
well.
All you women ages 33 to 45 on the YouTube.
Thank you.
We're glad you're thinking of us.
Your continued support and appreciation for what we're doing is just, I want to send out a giant-sized hug. A giant-sized worldwide Wazes hug to all you 34 and 45 and up campaigns.
You know what? I'm actually going to, you should expand that hug.
Okay.
Stretch the arms out a little farther.
Okay, I will.
Okay, and why don't we hug everybody out there on the interwebs?
Yeah, the entire interwebs. We're having a moment.
Yeah, have them a moment. Give them a big hug.
Just giving a straight hug.
Yeah. An internet hug.
Internet webs home.
Yeah.
All of them.
So now you
time
guys.
Time travelers, everybody. It's all a giant hug.
Everybody just got a big hug from us at the Thought After Dark posse.
And I know you're feeling real good right now. There's a warm sensation feeling in your chest. And I want to tell you something, folks. It's not spontaneous combustion. That is an issue, but that's not what it is. It's appreciation combustion.
Yeah, it's appreciation. So you're feeling our appreciation, not the spontaneous combustion that happens.
That's a serious situation.
That is beyond serious.
It's frightening. I spent the lower part of my childhood in constant fear of spontaneous combustion.
Dude, I definitely spent the last few years of my life thinking about that.
Yeah.
Right before I died.
It's a problem. He did. Which was a sad state of affairs.
Yeah.
But you got over it.
Well, I spontaneously combusted.
Yeah.
And I was worried about it.
That was the first time that we had to put up milk cartons and little signs, and it said MIA, missing, and then it had a picture of Ninja Steve.
It did. And then I was like, why do you guys have pictures of me on milk? I don't like milk.
He doesn't drink milk.
And then they're like, oh, we're sorry. And
but the fact that he showed up to tell us that is what made him come out of hiding, and we were able to find him.
Well, I wasn't really hiding. I was just taking a nap.
Okay.
But it was a long nap.
It is told that when Ninja Steve decides to take a nap, it's a secret time, and when it happens, it's very silent and not very many people know about it.
You don't. Because I don't take naps in public.
He doesn't.
I can tell you that much.
And it's as most of his rare occurrence is watching the man eat. He has never eaten before.
I've eaten once or twice.
It's something that he does to sustain, but other than that, it's very secretly not there.
I definitely don't do it out of pleasure. I can tell you that much.
Which brings me back to my complete disappointment of the loss of the pleasure snack cakes that I will no longer see in my life.
I am definitely going to be crying over a cupcake.
You know what? Sometimes you got to cry over spilt milk, and sometimes you have to cry over non-showing up snack cakes.
True.
But that's not a problem, because if you go forever, eventually you're going to run into a factory full of them.
Yeah, and then eventually you're going to have your power level go over 1,000. And you're just going to be like, whoa. I didn't believe that was possible.
Sometimes you don't even need a scatter to have that in your life.
No.
Sometimes you go above it.
You know what I do? I actually just grab fruit from the tree of might.
Okay.
And just eat that.
So you should get enhancements from fruit.
Yeah. But did you know that I have an identical clone that looked identically like me, even though I was unaware of his existence?
And he tried to cause problems in your life and challenge you?
Yeah, but then I defeated him.
Okay. Well, that's good.
And he was destroyed.
That's, you know...
And then it was never mentioned or brought up ever again.
Well, you know, sometimes when things like that happen, you should never mention and brought it up again.
Yeah, because it wasn't really that good.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
I guess it's all on how one sees things.
Yeah.
I know personally at the end of the day, if I can have a piece of fruit, eat a piece of fruit, and another person can eat a piece of fruit, and have a battle, and someone gets defeated, it's strong work.
Yeah. And do you want to know something? That vampires aren't scared of the Candyman?
They're not.
You know why? Because they can't be seen in a mirror, dude.
No.
Know about it.
They don't waste time with that.
Yeah. So.
And you know how frightening it is to not be able to be seen in a mirror?
Yeah.
Or how long it would take you to do your hair?
Yeah.
I mean, if you were in the fashion design business of sense of hair, it would take so long to do your hair if you couldn't see yourself.
That would definitely be... I want to know how vampires do their glitter makeup.
Yeah. How do they get their full glitter on when they can't be even seen?
Yeah. That's definitely interesting.
These are questions. Maybe we should get a vampire on the show.
We should.
I mean, maybe that should be something that should happen.
They should. They would be up this late.
Would they really? Well, maybe we should call one if we could phone one in.
Do they have a phone number for that?
Probably not. Plus, it would wake up all the bats and they'd get pissy.
Yeah, in their cave.
It's like...
Always know who we are.